Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Back to 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Louis Efron is here. He's a new friend, founder of The Voice of Purpose and Purpose Meets Execution. He's an award-winning human resource executive and entrepreneur. He's a writer. He's a columnist. He's the author of a new book, Purpose Meets Execution, and he's our new friend. Louis, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me. I really appreciate being on.
It's good to have you here. So I like what you say. I love some of the questions in your book. I was telling the audience before you got here, you know, it's one thing to say, you know, what gets you out of bed in the morning? And a lot of people would say, well, you know, I've got kids to feed. I like my job. Maybe they like the job. Or I got to make money because I like to eat. That would be the common one, right? But then you asked the question, but what if you didn't need money? Of course, then for most of us, that takes a couple of minutes just to kind of get that in our head, right? Let me wrap my head around that. How would I not need money? But let's just say you didn't need money. What would you do then? That's an amazing question, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt. Thank you for that. Yeah, because, you know, if everybody in life gave themselves literally a gift and took 10 minutes to think about that question. I mean, I think the key to life is just asking good questions and responding. And that question for me has always been very powerful. And like you said, it's difficult for people to disconnect from the reality of life, from mortgages and car payments and sending your kids to school. But the reality is, if you can ask that question honestly, and most people know what it is, they're just potentially afraid to move in that direction, and then you figure out a way to make money doing it, that's just the magic in life, right? You can do what you love and what you're best at and what you believe you're put on earth to do and make money doing it, it all works, right?
Well,
so,
that's
a powerful question.
I remember my mother said to me a long time ago, and I didn't know she was a philosopher till she said this to me, but she said, son, you'll never work it. If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And this
That's
is
true.
A blue collar. My parents were as blue collar as they get, and she said that to me. Of course, she loved to work. I think I got that from her as much as anything. She loved to work, and the day she died, she wished she had a job. I think it's important if you can like what you do. But back to this thing about if you didn't need money, what would you do? Everybody needs to ask themselves that question.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Would you contribute to something? Would you help people, or would you be a barnacle on the keel of humanity?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, everybody's put on Earth actually for, as we all know, for a reason, right? It's a matter of finding it. And there's people that believe, you know, you meander through life and you magically find it. That rarely, rarely happens, right? And that's the whole point of the first book I wrote, is really to help people put some strategy behind that. Because if you're not winning in life, you have the wrong strategy. Because there's people making $1 million online a year teaching knitting, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to figure out how to do it. So you've got to sort of combine why you exist with a good plan and execution around making sure you can survive and do everything you need to do in reality, right? To bring it together, but finding that is absolutely magic in life.
Isn't the key to purpose figuring out that you're not? It's not all about you. I mean, when I think about the people who work for a living, waiting on customers, and they act like I'm their problem, you know, because I showed up with my money, instead of thinking, hey, today I get to help this guy. How cool is that? They don't think that way. If people can get on their heads, okay, How about for 10 minutes, I act like it's not all about me? What do you think, Lewis?
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm a big fan of servant leadership. I've always been a big fan of servant leadership in my personal life and my business life. And you're right. And the truth is, the more you serve others in life, the more it comes back into your life. And I've lived that personally. I've had friends and people, associates I've worked with throughout my life around the world that have subscribed to that. And
it's in the scripture, Zach. It's a great Ecclesiastes passage. Cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it works. It's a leap of faith. And you, if you really embrace that in life, and you spoke about business, you know, by going into some place and getting served, you're 100% right. Because that person that is there, whether they're making $10 an hour somewhere and serving a customer, is how you ultimately grow businesses, which is ironic because right at the core of our human nature and humanity. But people forget it. Like you said, it's amazing how many people don't embrace that and understand it.
Well, when I try to get to my purpose, for Jim Blasingame and for Lewis Efron, when we try to get to our purpose, how do we get there? How do we get down to that kernel, to that little nucleus that's the real headwater of why we're on Earth? How do we do that?
Yeah, so that's about asking questions. It's a very it's an insightful process where you take time to ask the questions like we've posed already. You know, what gets you out of bed in the morning? I asked that question to someone one time, and they said their alarm clock. Not quite what we're looking for, right?
Right.
What makes you jump out of bed? And you know those type of things. Obviously, the money question is a really, really core question. But one thing that's helped me tremendously when I think about my life, and I spend a lot of time just reflecting on my life, because it's a constant process, right? Finding your purpose. One morning you may not wake up and say, this is my purpose, but you may find it over time as you evolve and think about these things. But one other question I think about is, what have I been so passionately focused on where I lost track of time?
Yeah.
And for me, you know, I've always loved writing since I've been very, very young. I've loved creating things. I still play with Legos today in my life. And I love building and creating, and writing has been a great sort of conduit for me to create. So when I could be going to bed or thinking about going to bed at 11 o'clock at night, and maybe I'm whether hungry or tired, whatever it is, and I'll start writing, and suddenly it'll be 4 o'clock in the morning. Like I went through this time.
So you've asked enough questions, but you've got to ask yourself more than a couple of questions because the first couple of questions, maybe the first six questions, I mean, I'm sorry, maybe the first six answers that you give to yourself will be bogus answers, right? They won't actually get to that kernel I was talking about.
You're absolutely right. And there's, like I said, there's insecurities. Like when you think about in life, I'll see you.
Hold on to that thought, Lewis. I got to take a quick break. Hold right where you are. We're going to come right back to that. Lewis Efron, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Purpose Meets Execution, and you're going to see yourself in this book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.